Is it a surprise to see all the opposition parties, apart from the Democrats, that is, forming this coalition?
Not at all. What has been deviated from normalcy has to return to normalcy at some moments. What could be a little surprising for me is how quickly this has been returned to what it was. What I mean in saying this is that most people on the platform were from Thai Rakyat Party, which was the party twice elected and with a greater majority for the second time. So we have to have done something right, and people on stage must have known it. But what I have to say is this. The elements of undemocratic trend in Thailand have not been in those partners. In other words, there could be some players outside this game that have to be talked to, have to be observing the changing country so they could put their role more appropriately than what constitute the coup of 2006.
How would the Thai military government view this coalition at this point in time?
I would presume that they must allow this government to go on. We have to understand that in the armed forces, there are always two sides. The first side that supports democracy would have no problem with this trend. The side which doesn't believe in democracy and instead believe in aristocracy, appointment instead of election, will have to find it in themselves to understand that people of Thailand spoke out and they really want their will to be respected. If they want to test this, it's not with us anymore. It's a test of the will of the people, and it's up to them whether they would go into such an arena.
Is this a sign, as many analysts and commentators have said, of the abject failure of the coup to rid the government of the Thaksin years?
The coup was not to be in the first place. No country needs a coup, no matter how critical the problems are. If you have a government ill-accepted by the people, by all means, rid it in democratic process. No government is too powerful to stay in power despite the intense rebellion or resistance of the people, let alone Thailand with His Majesty the King. So we have our ways to get ourselves out of the problem with our coup. So I don't even want to read a coup because the coup is not necessary in the first place or in the future.
Samak Suntanawat, the leader of the People's Power Party, is he the right leader for this national reconciliation?
Yes, he is. And we have no other choice, for that matter.
You think no one else from the other parties might step up and challenge his possible ascension?
I don't think so, because it would be out of ordinary, and it's not necessary.
Thaksin Shinawat said in December, I think, on Hong Kong television that he may well return to Thailand in February. Do you have any further information on this?
No, and his return to Thailand is, of course, his personal choice. It has nothing to do with the political situation in Thailand at the moment. But personally, as someone who worked with him before, I would prefer that he returns to Thailand when democracy is fully restored in Thailand, meaning that people's will is respected and there's no potential risk for another coup or undemocratic intervention of the process.
Will this coalition maybe disperse that possibility of another coup?
Well, it's hard to say. That's why the coup is so black as a sin. Because once you had it, it's very hard to convince people in the international level that there won't be any other. But yes, this incoming government has to prove its stability, its efficiency, and its engagement to the people's will. And that would be the best insurance of democracy in Thailand at a young stage.